Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Green County School Superintendent, Tim Christensen. Thank you very much, sir, for being on.
Thank you, Coltrane.
You bet. Some of the announcements that you had previously released to the public about the recent school closure, can you first of all just reiterate for us when the school plans on opening itself back up, and then just kind of talk to us about that? It's got to have been a difficult decision to come to.
At this point in time, yes, we are closed until April 13th. It's following basically the recommendation of the governor. Very challenging decision, but at the same time, you know, I can't say it was an easy decision, because when the governor comes out with that type of recommendation, you can't help but, you know, follow through with that. We did not immediately come out with an announcement from the standpoint, A, we were on spring break. So, you know, everybody, you know, again, hopefully understood that. But B, I was waiting for the governor to let us know whether we had to make up those days or not. Mm-hmm. And again, she came out Tuesday afternoon with the announcement that they've reached an agreement between the legislature and the governor that schools will not be responsible for making up those days. So I waited that point in time in order to get that announcement out.
Obviously, there was a lot of other things that kind of came out along with the initial school closure and letting people know about that critical timeline. But also, how are you handling time off for students and teachers? Like, will the student teachers have to make up missed days? I know that the governor came out with her statement about not necessarily having to do that.
Again, it's extremely challenging what we do with students, what we do with teachers, employees, and everything. The challenge with students is equity that a lot of people don't understand. We're asking teachers to put together resources that we will be putting out for students to look at and do something with if they so choose. Mm-hmm. You know, you cannot require anybody to do anything unless we can provide equal access, equity, and everything, which at this point in time, we cannot do that. I don't know that very many schools can do that. So we're just putting out some, again, resources if people would like to take advantage of those. Nothing required, because not every kid has internet. Not every kid has maybe a parent or guardian home that is encouraging them to do the work or helping them with them. It's just a very challenging time, you know, and right now we're basically addressing it as a 3-week time period. Hopefully that's the extent of it. If that changes, you know, we're probably going to have to open back up and look at it. What's plan B in terms of how we address that? Again, hopefully that doesn't happen. But if it's extended beyond the 3 weeks, we're probably going to have to look at it more closely. State of Kansas right now have closed schools for the remainder of the year.
Right.
They're going to provide online education. I don't know what that looks like. So that's what we're asking, you know, teachers to provide some resources for students, but also then asking, there's a ton of work that teachers can do. You know, that's on a daily basis we discuss. We wish we had more time. This is some time that teachers will be working from home, working on developing essential standards, working on their curriculum, developing real-world lessons, and also taking a look at worst-case scenario. If this is extended, what potentially does learning look like at that point in time?
But at this point in time, graduation, with the timeline you just gave out, graduation, end of this last day of school for this year, still remains the same.
Yeah, correct. The calendar would look the same. Last day of school is the 29th. I do want to admit to making a mistake on the original document I sent out. It said graduation is the 23rd. That was incorrect, and we've corrected that. Graduation is the 24th, which is a Sunday, which is what it's always been. But we have that corrected. I know there were some comments made that was the wrong date, and indeed it was. And
okay.
I'll take credit for that, but we've got that corrected.
Now let's talk about maybe a touchy subject, and I'm sure maybe you haven't gotten a finalized decision on this yet, but will teachers and staff continue to be paid while the school is quote-unquote closed, and are teachers then having to use paid time off for this time?
No, the intent is, again, to pay people during this time. Okay. Like I said, we're asking teachers to do work. We may have some professional development days at the end of the year as well that will give us an opportunity, because we never have enough time. Custodians are continuing to clean the buildings, which, again, I know that's an important thing for people to know. We will basically be closing our buildings. So, you know, we've notified staff, because custodians will be working to then clean buildings and make sure that there's nobody else in the building, so, you know, we know that they're clean when students do come back. I know we'll talk about the lunch program a little bit later, but we've got cooks that are going to be cooking meals and everything, because we're going to be serving grab-and-go lunches. We've got associates that got a schedule worked out that they'll be helping hand those out. We've got bus drivers coming in to clean buses. So although the work over the next 3 weeks isn't going to look exactly the same, I would say that we've got everybody working in some capacity at some point in time. So, you know, again, trying to keep that all going.
Can you, again, just kind of run through the information that you released about the grab-and-go lunch program, who's qualified, who's eligible, those kinds of things as well?
We'll have a grab-and-go sack lunch. They'll be serving from the middle school. And again, this is, you don't need to get out of your car. It's drive up. Middle school here in Jefferson Community Center in Grand Junction. And looking at the west side of the community center in Grand Junction.
Okay.
Is where I'll be serving from. The community center in Scranton and the community center in Rippey from 11:30 to 1 o'clock Monday through Friday for the next 3 weeks. And grab-and-go lunch should be very similar to a summer lunch program, 0 to 18, and a little bit of flexibility, Green County students. You know, we may have a student or two that turned 19 before then.
Okay.
But similar to summer lunch, need to come through. We're not going to require that every kid that gets a lunch is in the car. I know some districts are doing that, but that's what we're doing to start with.
And then will all the meals then be prepared here in Jefferson and then taken to those sites? Because I don't know if the other sites have kitchens available.
Yeah, correct. All meals will be prepared in the middle school kitchen. Again, looking at it from the aspect, if we prepare meals in every single kitchen in the district, then, we're creating exposure that we don't want. So it's the middle school kitchen, and then we will be taking the meals to those sites. I've put together a Google form that I ask people to fill out. Again, it's not a requirement to fill that out. I'm not collecting names, but we're trying to get a general number because we do want to serve, you know, as many people as possible. So we're doing that, so then we'll be able to take those number of meals plus a few more to each of the sites.
This is probably something, if I could make a guess, that you probably have never come across before in your superintendent career. Can you tell me just what this experience has been like for you personally?
Correct. I've never been through anything like this before. You know, it's very surreal. I would say in my career, I was high school principal when 9/11 happened. The first few days of that felt kind of similar. You know, you didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
In some respects, it feels similar to that. To me, the challenge is you really don't. There's so much information out there from so many different sources, and it's a challenge to determine not what source to believe, but, you know, at what level of information that you trust is even the wrong word, but, you know, rely on it. You know, it's hard to figure out because the governor's coming out with an announcement, you know, and the federal government's coming out with an announcement. And then it's just, again, challenging times to, again, determine what information that you need to rely most on to move forward.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with our Green County School Superintendent Tim Christensen joining us once again. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.